come together.
Thanks for listening to the KC Morning Show.
Up and at 'em.
It's Wednesday.
I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
I'm ready for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Y'all ready for this? You know what I'm saying?
What is this show?
This show is stupid.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it so much.
I love it so much.
Does that make me weird?
Does that make me weird?
Yes. Yes.
I guess.
I'm a weirdo. You're a weirdo.
Good thing it's Weirdo Wednesday.
All right, everyone. Let's get weird.
What is it?
Showtime.
Running smoothly.
Yo, what is going on, Kansas City?
My name's Hartzell.
And this right here, you know what this is. It is your KC Morning Show. What's the word? Happy hump day, baby. On the show today, let's get right to it. An all elite show, AEW. All Elite Wrestling back in Kansas City, T-Mobile Center, December 11th. On the show today, Darby Allin, former TNT champion, former tag team champion, and he is All Elite, has been since the very beginning. In Kansas City, we have been very lucky because AEW has embraced this town since the beginning, and we have embraced AEW. It's been beautiful, and it's only gonna get better. So yes, Darby Allin, up next. Rate, review, subscribe. My friends, do that thing that you do. You're good at it. My name's Hartzell. It is a good day to be a Kansas Citian. Absolutely. We will see you in the morning. Bye.
It's Wednesday night, and you know what that means.
The KC Morning Show.
He's not going to cough and drop a closed casket, is he? What the world? Oh my God! Darby Allin driving the final nail in the coffin.
For the first time on your KC Morning Show, he is a former AEW TNT champion two times over and former AEW tag team champion alongside the man they call Sting. You're going to see him as well as all of All Elite Wrestling December 11th at the T-Mobile Center, Dynamite Live and AEW Rampage taping. Darby Allin, welcome to the show.
Yo.
My man, you've been a pillar of All Elite Wrestling. You've been All Elite since day one. I will say this, AEW and Kansas City, we are simpatico. This is where the best wrestle. So what does that mean?
Oh, dude, being there since day one of AEW, just seeing all the ups and downs and everything that's happened in such a short time. It's like right now, I do believe we are filming the best product that we've ever done in the 5 years. I don't know. I'm really excited about it. I don't know, man. Just the whole journey and just kind of staying true to myself. The biggest thing I can take away from everything is it's been an awesome ride, and I haven't had to change anything. They just say, yeah, go be Darby. Go do whatever it is that you do on national television. So I think it's a pretty fun ride.
Man, and that's the thing, you know, professional wrestling, it is art, my friend. It is poetry. And you said was so awesome in that it is poetry, but uniquely Darby Allin. How do you put all this shit together, man?
Yeah. See, it wasn't easy, you know, like bringing the world of skateboarding and, you know, stunts to like the world of wrestling. It wasn't easy at first. It was kind of hard to navigate that. But man, I've like, it's been awesome because on national TV, AEW is just like, yeah, do your thing, dude. And day of the show, there's a lot of prep that goes into it, because if anybody watches my stuff, you know, we're playing with some serious risk of getting sent to the hospital on a nightly basis.
Yeah, but, Darby, you lit a man on fire, brother. What the hell?
Shooter. Whoa, Darby Allin, the flamethrower.
Oh, my God.
Everybody back away. We've gone to a different level now. Oh my God, get him! What the hell is going on?
Crazy son of a b-
Yeah, dude, you got to do what you got to do sometimes, man. It's all good. It's all good. I think that's the beauty of what it is that I do. Whenever I pop on your TV screen, you never know what Darby has in store. And I like that because a lot of times you feel you can watch somebody and you feel like, oh, I've seen them once. I've seen them enough. Like, there's nothing new that they're going to show me. But I firmly believe when you watch me, it's going to be something new and crazy every single week I'm out there. So it's amazing.
Well, yeah, man, like you pop up and then we pop for you. It's kind of the give and take. Can you break down just, you know, the environment, the locker room? It genuinely feels like, you know, unless you're beefing, it genuinely feels like you like each other. We'll talk about Mox in a second, but for the most part, it just seems like what y'all have, man, is so special from the very top to, you know, the folks that you have who are just getting started, just getting their name out on national TV. What makes AEW so different in the best way?
So with AEW, I feel like, you know, if you think about it, we're on the ground level of creating something 5 years ago. Like, we are still in the early stages of what this thing is going to grow to be. So the fact that this is all a team, this is all a team. We don't exist without each other. We have to work with each other to build this thing up and keep going in the future. And we just signed that new TV deal and everything. So we're rocking. But it's not a time to stop and smell the roses. You gotta get to work. And I feel like you got a hungry roster that just wants to show the wrestling world that there's more like alternatives and there's more ways than one to do something. And I really firmly believe, like, with AEW, man, like, with the freedom that they give me, like, it shows through on the TV. The freedom they give all the roster, it shows through, because this is like people performing from like their heart. No one's going out there and like being told what to do. And it's like, okay, show us your brand of wrestling, whatever you think wrestling should be, show it to the world on national TV. And the fact that we get that opportunity every single week is a blessing.
You just made such a great point. AEW is now at a fork in the road. You know, what is the direction that this company is going to take? Some of the AEW originals, the Death Riders and Mox. I mean, is this crisis mode? It seems like a bit of a civil war brewing.
I feel like people perform their best when their backs are against the wall. That's how I've performed my whole life. Whenever my back was against the wall and I had to like do something, you know, whether it was be homeless or whether it was like live off of $6 a week on food, whenever my back was put against the wall, that's when you got the very best of me. So I feel like that's what AEW is right now. Our back's against the wall. So it's time to show the world what we're capable of. Cause like I said, I believe we are doing the best shows we have done in the whole 5 years this company's been around right now.
But Darby, I mean, you don't have the backup from Sting, man. I mean, are you confident that you will be able to be the face of this place? Is that something that you are ready for? Can you put this place on your back is my question.
Oh, absolutely. There's nothing I can't handle. Like, legit, there's nothing I can't handle. I put my life on the line every single night. I can definitely carry this company. Like, that's the thing is, with all the crazy stuff I do, it's not just for giggles and everything. The crazy stuff I do legit breaks down mental barriers in my mind, and that every time I do something crazy, I get mentally stronger and stronger. And now I feel, you know, with Everest on the horizon, I feel like I'm ready to carry anything on my back. Like, you know, I've risked my life. Like, I can definitely be the face of this company. I'm not afraid to.
I feel like I stepped on the lead. Yeah, Mount Everest is in your plans. Like, you're going to be climbing that damn thing. Is that a high? And how is that high different from what you do in the ring? Or maybe it's super similar. You tell me.
So the big thing with Mount Everest, more than anything, is there's no airplane, helicopter that could take you to the summit of Mount Everest. You have to scratch and claw to get your way up there. So to me, it's like a vision quest. Like, I want to do it to prove to myself that I'm capable of something like that. And, you know, also it just keeps me so level-headed and grounded. Climbing those mountains, there's not, it's just you and your thoughts. You have like, it's, you're all day, you're just walking all day, just in your head. And you have to be like, it creates you to be so like level-headed and grounded. It's a very humbling activity, that's for sure. But
pull back that curtain a little bit. Pull that back. What are some of those thoughts you say to yourself? Is it words of affirmation? Is it pump me up?
It's legit just like with the wrestling industry, chews people up and spits them out and leaves them with nothing. And people end up believing their own hype. They start believing this character they play on TV. Next thing you know, they look at themselves in the mirror when the 15-minute ride's over and they don't even know who they're looking at anymore. That's what I want to avoid. And that's why doing something like Everest literally is like, it's so therapeutic. That's why I want to climb that mountain. Just you and your thoughts on that mountain. And then by the end of that, I'm going to know exactly who Darby is, and I'm not going to get lost in this 15-minute ride. So that's exactly why I'm climbing Mount Everest.
Man, only Darby Allin would find peace climbing up Mount Everest. That is why you are who you are, my friend.
Thank you.
Before I let you go, man, I got to ask you, what was it like teaming with Sting, the legend, one of the greatest of all times, and that farewell match, one of the greatest matches, not just in AEW history, but in the history of professional wrestling?
Oh, my God, he's all taped up. He's all bandaged. He's still bleeding. Glass in his body.
Darby willing to sacrifice. And the Houston win. It's gotta be near.
Yes! Yes!
What an unbelievable scene. Darby Allin being held up by his mentor, his best friend, Sting.
Yeah, we've done a lot of matches. I don't think we'll ever forget this night.
Darby!
March 3rd, 2024.
Ever.
Man, what was that like?
Yeah, it goes back to what I was saying earlier about the whole Mount Everest. You know, Sting's a good guy that, you know, being paired up with him, there's times he forgot he was Sting, and he's so humble and giving to everybody. I, like, look at him, I was like, man, I want to be like you when I grow up. Because he can look at himself in the mirror and be like, all right, I know exactly who I'm looking at. And that's an honor, you know, and just to be part of his last match, because, you know, last matches, man, that's something everybody's always going to remember. You crap the bat on your last match, and everybody's going to be like, yeah, he had a great career, but, man, that last match, it wasn't that good. And I'm like, man, we got to go out with a bang, Sting. We got to go out with a bang. I think we just did that. And I firmly believe that's the greatest retirement match of all time.
Hands down, without question, my friend. I could not agree more. Listen, Darby Allin, it has been a pleasure chatting with you. I can't wait to see all the memories that you're going to make and more. And we are lucky that we can say we saw you in Kansas City. It's going to be on December 11th at the T-Mobile Center. Get your tickets at tmobilecenter.com. Darby Allin, my friend, continued success. When you climb that mountain, don't forget about Kansas City. We're pulling for you, brother.
I will not.
I don't sleep because my head's on fire. I hate creeps and I hate liars. Oh, you want the grave kept secret that I never tell. I'm up in heaven, but I came from hell.
the KC Morning Show.